guys. Welcome back to the pod. Today we have a story time episode, which I am aware that I missed the November one. I actually hashtag forgot, so sorry about that. But for December, we have first slash worst kiss stories and some dating stories, but it's mostly kiss stories because those were comical. Like, I was cackling earlier because I was going through all of them and just picking some that I wanted to use that I thought would be funny. But wow, some of y'all are out here living the life. Some of you are not, and that's okay. Whatever you gotta do, man. But of course, first we're gonna do best and worst of the week. So this week was Thanksgiving break. So I went to the beach, which I talked about in last week's episode, and it was honestly so nice. Like, the actual beach was very cold, and it wasn't really beach weather, but just the idea of having a break and not having to be at school, not having to see people from school, was so good. Like, I had the best time, and all my siblings were there, so that was really fun just to be with them also. And I read a lot of books. I think I read 3, and then I finished my book for school, slash, I just listened to the audiobook because I wasn't about to read 200 pages over break of, over a book that I'm not the biggest fan of. Oh, I also watched a really good movie, and I keep telling my family to watch it, but no one will watch it because it's not in English. It's called Silver Skates, and it's in Russian. At least I think it's Russian. But it's set in St. Petersburg at the turn of the 20th century. And it's about an aristocrat girl who maybe is 17 or 18. And how she's really into science and she wants to get a higher education. But that's not really a thing in Russia. Like, girls don't go to school. So her parents are trying to marry her off to kind of, quote unquote, subdue her. And they end up finding this one guy who's in the military, and he's just awful. Very cute, but awful. And she's like, no, I don't want to get married. I'm going to go to school, which, good for her. But then she meets Matvey, which I don't know what that is in English, but it's like M-A-T-V-E-Y. And he is, chef's kiss, so yummy. But guys, here's the real kicker. He's poor. Yep. Couldn't have guessed it. And he's a thief. And he steals things for a living. But it's because his dad has tuberculosis. Okay? And so he's trying to, like, help his dad and make money. And it's about, like, their story. And it's so good. I cried so many times. I laughed. I was like, oh my god, goals. But overall, roller coaster experience. It was really long, though, for absolutely no reason. The first hour, I was like, I don't know if I want to watch this, but then, second hour hit, it hit, and it was so good. 10 out of 10, recommend. It was like a book. I have a feeling it was probably based off of a book, because it had, like, a lot of those, like, book tropes, but really recommend to everyone. Also, I discovered a new thing on the internet. I sound like an old person. I'm looking at my computer. But it's a website where you can make, like, a Christmas wish list or a birthday wish list, whatever. Because I know my birthday is exactly a week before Christmas, so the 18th. It's actually my golden birthday. I'm turning 18 on the 18th, which is pretty exciting, so get hype. But the website is called mywishlist.com, whatever. If you just search wish list, it'll show up. And you can make a wish list, so then everyone in your family can actually get you stuff you want, and they don't have to get random things where you just end up returning or that you never use. Because I know my family, we all love giving each other gifts, but sometimes it's really hard to know what someone actually wants. So my entire family is doing this, and it's been so helpful. And you can, like, reserve gifts. I guess it's kind of like for a baby shower where you would reserve gifts on someone's registry, like for a wedding. But this is so good. And next week, I'm going to be talking about my Christmas wish list and things that I want slash things that you should get, because I'm like, so excited. Because last year for Christmas and my birthday, I literally didn't want anything, so I didn't really get anything. If that makes sense, because I was like, I don't know, I'm not really feeling it. I really don't want anything. So my parents were like, okay, and didn't get me anything. But this year, I have quite a long list. I think I have 4, 8, 12. I have officially 20 things on my list, which is a lot, yes. But this is my birthday and Christmas list. So, and it's coming from, like, the other 6 people in my family. So I feel like that's a reasonable thing. And, like, a lot of it is not expensive. I mean, some of it is. But whatever, I'll talk about it next week because I keep seeing people doing wish lists. And I wanted to do a wish list this week. But I was like, no, story time episode because some of y'all have been DMing me and you're like, Carmen, bro, dude, when are we doing the story time episode? And that is this week. That is now. That's what we're doing. Okay, but anyway, finishing about my week and me because stuff happened. Anyways, but I got roped in to doing this TikTok contest from a woman from community service. And she's really sweet, very kind. She's an older lady, maybe 50, 60. That's not, like, really old, but, like, older than me. And she had asked for my email. And I was like, oh, my gosh, sure. Because she was telling me she was in this league for women voters. And I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. And she had asked me for my email sophomore year, but never did anything about it. So I was like, sure, she would never email me. Oh, no. Oh, no. 2 weeks after I gave her my email, I got an email from someone in the league who was, like, high up. It's, I don't know what she did. I think she runs, like, the social media and does all their marketing. And she had asked me to join this committee to run a TikTok contest because, obviously, everyone in this group is a bit older. And let me just say this. None of them have ever used TikTok. The only social media they are, like, feel comfortable with is Facebook. So that's what I'm working with. I've had to go to, like, 2 meetings. One of them was almost 2 hours long, and it was me explaining TikTok and explaining what it means when you tag someone in a video and how if you tag someone, the video that they tagged you in doesn't show up on your profile page. They could not grasp that concept, and I had to explain it maybe 4 or 5 times. But now I'm in the committee because it's for the TikTok contest that's about redistricting and, like, gerrymandering in Kentucky, which is pretty much just, like, redoing, like, districts so certain politicians can, like, get people to vote for them. I don't really understand. But anyway, and they're having a contest where you can win up to $500 by making a good TikTok about redistricting and, like, educating people. And I've now been stuck with being part of the voting committee. Yeah, no, I was not going to do that. Then they're like, we really need someone who's, like, familiar with TikTok and is young, gives a younger perspective. And then they all looked at me. They all just stared at me. And it was in a Zoom call, but I could feel it. I could feel them all looking at me. And they were like, Carmen, what about you? Would you be interested? And in my head, I'm like, oh my god, of course this happens to me, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, of course, no. I've already applied to college, okay? I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart. I can't put this on my resume. I mean, I guess I could, but, like, I'm not going to send an email and go back because that just takes too much time. But now I've been stuck into being in their committee for the contest, like, actually making the contest and writing the rules and all the logistics. But now I have to rank and pick who wins the contest, which I wasn't gonna do before. Anyway, that whole situation is just but then again, it is kind of my fault because I volunteered, but I didn't know I'd actually have to do something. She was like, it's gonna be short time commitment. Girl, why did I have to be at a 2-hour meeting on a Monday morning? Like, you're very sweet. But anyway, in all honesty, I am excited. I'm just complaining about it because it's kind of ridiculous. Anyway, so I've come to a realization this past week, and by this past week, I mean last night / this morning, that I realized that I have been holding on to things that I don't need to be holding on to, and that I need to let go of some things in my life and just let it be, you know, because I was holding on to something that was very improbable and not realistic and was kind of holding me back from doing things that I like, being with certain people, actually focusing on myself. I realized that last night, I kind of had this like epiphany moment. I was like, oh my god, what am I doing with my life? You know, it's one of those like typical midlife crisis things, except that I'm a 17-year-old in high school. But I decided that I was no longer gonna waste any more energy being upset, being frustrated, being pissed off at other people, because honestly, I don't really have control over that, and that hasn't been helping me accomplish anything, really, and I'm just kind of done. And I just started laughing about that this morning. I was like, I can't believe I wasted so many months focused on something that the other people involved, it was just, I don't even know if I was a thought to them, which is kind of hurtful, but also at the same time, I'm like, I'm worth so much more than that, and I'm not going to waste my time waiting for something that's never going to happen. I was like, I deserve better. So this morning, for the first time in months, I did a workout. I know, crazy. I haven't worked out in a very long time. I'll be honest, I don't like working out. But I felt like doing something productive. I felt like having a new day, because yesterday was not the best. I was not living my best life, right? I was very upset. I was hurt. And I was just really angry with other people and I think more myself. And so I decided that I was not going to let what happened yesterday affect me today and that I was going to have a good day. And I actively set out for that and decided that I was going to have a good day. And overall, it's been great. I've been having a wonderful time. So I did yoga this morning. I felt very out of shape, first part, but also I was like, I'm doing a good thing. And then I did a lot of other productive things. I mean, me saying I'm being productive, I'm literally recording my podcast last minute like I always do. But I'm doing it. I'm making a day in the life video on TikTok, so you all will get to see what I've done today. I think I'll post it tomorrow, so as in when this episode goes out, so y'all will get to see. But I pretty much gave myself like one day to be upset, and that was yesterday, and like, well, not technically the whole day, it was like nighttime. And then I was like, I'm not gonna put any more energy into this because it doesn't need any more energy, and I'm just wasting my time and like, again, energy on something that doesn't even matter. And something that I can't affect, even though it feels like I can, but I know that I can't. So, I'm kind of done. And overall, that has been a very freeing feeling. At the same time, it is sad because I feel like I'm losing something. But then again, I feel like it's more important to focus on what I need rather than, like, other things. So, that's what I'm doing. And giving myself a high five for that, because honestly it has been very difficult to come to this conclusion after many months. I'm sure multiple of my friends can attest to that. They've heard lots of like rants, therapy sessions, whatever. But I'm done. And it feels good to say that. Okay. Anyways, other than the rant, obviously, y'all are here for some first kiss, worst kiss story times, dating story times, because those are comical. I think I have, let me see, I'm looking at my computer, put them all in a Google Doc, because I'm fancy like that. Not really fancy. Maybe 17, 18? Wow. I wasn't going to do that many, but there were so many that I was like, this is so funny that I just had to include. So here we are.
Let's go.
Okay. I was talking to this guy and he was new to our class. He was really sweet, so we met for a date. And his hair was his best feature and made him look so hot. We all know those guys. Yeah. But then I saw a TikTok of him where he was almost bald because he had just gotten a haircut. I was like, WTF. It was so freaking sad. I couldn't even look at him once after that. I think he lost feelings and unfriended me, and I blocked him. I'm sorry. I just keep thinking about how you can really tell if you actually like someone based on, like, if a guy gets a haircut, and you're like, oh, don't actually really like them, because sometimes, but also at the same time, guys that I have, like, that have gotten a haircut, I'm like, y'all, you literally look stupid. I still like them, but I'm like, no. But I have a friend, and he got his haircut recently. I was talking about this with my sister. He's actually my sister's friend, but whatever. And he had, like, really big curly hair, and he went to a barber to get it cut. And he was like, okay, I just want to trim, like, I just want it to be shorter. And so the guy gave him a mohawk, and the friend was like, dude, no, can you just even it out, make it look, like, normal? I don't want a mohawk. And the barber dude was like, yeah, sure. Thing is, the whole time he was cutting his hair, he was turned away from the mirror, so he couldn't see what this guy was doing. And then when he turned him back around, he was like, you know how whenever anyone does your hair, they're like, oh my gosh, do you like it? And you're just supposed to be like, yeah, I love it. Because if you say no, that's awkward. I mean, I have said no. I'm like, maybe we can, like, fix this. But if it's cut too short, I mean, there's really nothing you can do. And the guy's mom was so pissed that she ran back in and made them give her a refund because his hair looked so awful. And now kids at school come Caillou. But anyway, poor kid. But definitely the hair. My first kiss happened when my boyfriend and I went to our city pool with our friends. The others were probably in the swimming pool, and my boyfriend and I at the time were in the hot tub. We dated for 2 days, so I hadn't kissed anyone before. And after a while, he wrapped his arms around me and we kissed. It was my first time, so I was a little ashamed. There were a lot of people around, which was weird for us after we kissed. It was fine in this part, but as soon as we stopped, I started to panic, and I said we would need to join the others, and he said, not yet. But I had to go and tell my best friend, who was there with us, and he stayed in the pool. At the time, I didn't really understand why he wouldn't get out and just, like, get out of the hot tub. But then he told me that he couldn't get up, and he was too afraid to leave because people would notice, if you know what I mean. And it was so embarrassing for me because our friends still talk about it and laugh. See, the thing is, I feel like I would have been embarrassed about something like this a few years ago, but now, like, that's funny. Okay, it's funny. Y'all. Anyway. We were 14, and he convinced me he knew how to kiss. He opened his mouth wide and tried to literally engulf my entire mouth. We tried multiple times, and then he said, wow, kissing is really overrated. This one made me laugh so hard. I can't. I keep thinking about a catfish when I picture this. If anyone has seen a video or, like, actually gone, like, what is it called? Like, catfish hunting? Or is it technically fishing? I don't know. But, like, when you put your arm in the water and the catfish, like, just kind of latches on. I say this like I've ever done this. I've never done this in my life. I've just seen a lot of TikToks. And it latches onto your arm and it, like, engulfs your arm. That's what I think about when you said this. And, girl, I'm sorry, but, I mean, doesn't sound like you're losing much, if I'm being honest. We were outside on a church bench on my porch, and I went in for a closed-mouth kiss, while he went in for an open-mouth kiss, going all the way. Already super awkward. Then, his braces got stuck on my lip, and he was scared that my mom would see that we were kissing. So, he pulled away super fast, and the braces ripped from my lips, and then they started bleeding so much. It was so painful. Oh my god. First of all, the fact that it was on a church bench just makes this funnier to me. And the braces? No. I don't know that many guys who have braces now, but when I was younger, I used to be so scared about that. I was like, I would never kiss anyone with braces because of this incident. Because as someone who had formerly braces for 4 years, I know. And I know that they get caught even on your own lips. And just the fact that they're already so uncomfortable, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Ooh. I hope your lips are okay. The only time my lips have ever bled, this wasn't like a kissing thing. My lips got burnt. I don't know when this was. Maybe this past summer or the summer before, but they got so burnt that they literally cracked, and they cracked so much that they started bleeding, and I woke up and there was just a line of blood on my lips, and I had blood all over my face because they were bleeding, and I've never had it hurt so bad, so I can't imagine having braces tear up your entire mouth. So that was just from being, like, burnt. But actually having it ripped? No. Mm-mm. R.I.P. girl. R.I.P. I was hanging out with a guy, and he thought that I was having a panic attack, and that kissing me would help and would be, like, a cure. I'm gay now. Good for you. Good for you. I just had to include that one because I thought it was funny. Also, the added emojis really make it. We have a black heart and then a twinkle emoji. So, iconic. Iconic. Love that. Good for you. A lot of these stories, or a lot of the ones that I read, was about someone who's, like, in pain, injured, not doing too hot, and then the guy being like, no. Mm-mm. I got this. And, like, kissing them. The thing is, that just gives me, like, Wattpad vibes. Like, a lot of these, I think I put the two that were most Wattpad-like, or I felt like were inspired by Wattpad, next to each other, because I could not believe that it was real. I was just saying, I was like, how does this happen to y'all? Some of these just feel so made up. That I don't know if you guys are, like, tricking me, or if you're just out here living your best life and doing, like, crazy things, but I was thrown. I was completely and totally thrown. Anyways, okay. I had this boyfriend, and he was much scrawnier and shorter than me. We would hang out outside of school, and once in a while, we would go into the downtown area of my town. One time we were in that area with two other boys that were our friends, but neither of them were in any of our friend groups, if that makes sense. And we went to the library, which sounds super lame, but it actually ended up being interesting. So we rented a room, which sounds really wrong, but it was just supposed to be a study room, where it'd be like kind of a conference room, a quiet space. And when we got to the room, one of the guys, who wasn't my boyfriend, but one of our friends, was like, y'all should kiss. This is giving me After vibes. If anyone has seen that movie or read the book, make it After vibes. I was like, I'm down, because I didn't want to seem lame or scared. The big mistake was that we were standing, which, considering our height difference, was super awkward. Girl, I feel like it would have been more awkward if you had to make out with him laying down in front of friends. Okay. And the first time we kissed, I missed. He kissed my chin. he had kissed my chin / my cheek, or something like my short grandma would do. Then we did it again, and we met lips, and it was literally the most awkward peck ever, and it was the weirdest situation, because it was in a freaking library, and two guys were watching us that we barely knew. Ew. I kind of hate that. I would cry. Or run away, or go, you know, in, like, libraries where they have, like, just random chairs sitting up everywhere? Or at least in the libraries where I go. Just, like, hide. Or just, like, run away, get lost in the bookshelves. No one can find me. I don't know. It's like a corn maze. You don't know. Where did I go? Oh! I don't know. Disappeared. There actually is, I think, a story about a corn maze in here somewhere. Or I read one. I can't remember if I put it in. We'll see. But the fact, this gave me so many, what is it, Harden and Tessa vibes, which, why is his name Harden? It sounds like hard on, which makes sense. No, but when they were all at the party, and they're like, I dare you to make out with Tessa, and everyone's like, oh no, and she's like, what? And he's like, no, don't. And then she's like, I'm down, and he's like, what? And then there was a dare, or maybe I'm messing this up, and this was another point. I don't know. But when they were like, I dare you to kiss her, and she's like, I'm done playing this game. You know? Anyone? Anyone watch the third after I spent $20 on it? Just smile. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Good use of my money. Solid content right here. It actually wasn't that bad. But every time they got on an argument, they would just have sex, which I was like, I mean, okay, but it just kind of bothered me because I was like, are we never going to address this? The fact that she's like, oh my God, Harden, you are such an alcoholic. And then he drinks and she's like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. You can hang out with my alcoholic dad. Girl, what? Anyway, that entire series just makes absolutely no sense to me, I will say. We were at school in the hallways. We were both kind of late to class, so we hung out in the bathroom for a while. What a good meeting spot. After like 5 minutes, he leaned in and I kissed back. I didn't know that my sister was behind us, and she ended up being a snitch, and she called my parents and told them everything. FYI, I'm now in an 8-year relationship with that same guy right now. I bet your parents hate him. I'm sorry, that was me. imagine like meeting, or I don't know if we met him there, like seeing a random guy in the hallway and you're like, okay, let's go to the girls' bathroom, and he's like, oh, okay, you just hang out, casually hanging out. Oh, your sister's there. Like, how is this real, guys? I don't go to school with any of my siblings, but I feel like if I did, this would never happen. The only time, whenever I've walked into the bathroom at school, the only thing people have ever been doing is, like, vaping. That's it. Yay, private school. Love life. It was my first quote-unquote relationship, so I was all excited and jumped right into it. He had talked about kissing me before, and every time I would change the subject because I had never kissed anyone before, and I never really wanted to kiss him. LOL. Yep, I know that one. I guess I just wasn't attracted to him, which is totally valid. Whatever, I'll continue. Okay. Anyways, we were in the back of my mom's car riding home from somewhere, and he pulls out his phone and goes to his notes app and types out, do you want to kiss? This is giving me middle school vibes. I used to do this with my friends, not asking them to kiss, but like asking them questions. Okay, to be honest, I still do it. Like, if I have a question for a friend and I don't want to text them because I don't want it to show up, just, like, passing your phone back and forth, just typing in the notes app. Yeah, I've done that. Okay. I immediately just looked away as if I hadn't seen the note because I literally didn't want to kiss him at all. But then I turned my head back around thinking he had gotten a message, but no. Nope. He just went in for the kiss, tongue and all. Thinking about it makes me cringe so much. It was literally horrible. Moral of the story, if you don't want to kiss someone, tell them straight up. It'll be better for everyone in the end. Period. So, this one, it's a little close to home. Over this past summer, I went on a date with someone who I thought that I did like, but after hanging out with them once, I was like, oh, absolutely not. But this person got very attached, and I think it was more to the idea of someone liking them, which I guess I did act like I liked him, but then I was like, no thank you, right? And I remember he looked at me, we were like at the park, and he was like, do you want a kiss? And I was like, no. And then it was just so awkward, right? Because you're like, the fuck? What are you supposed to say? And I was like, absolutely not. And now I'm so glad that I never did that because he's a little cray. I don't think he would ever listen to this, but if he did, honestly, whatever. Anyways. So, again, moral of the story. If you don't want to kiss someone, tell them straight up. It'll be better for everyone. That's what I did. And I stand by that. Whoever sent in the story said that, and I agree. 100%. Even if it's awkward, it'll be kind of more awkward, because I freshman year, dated someone for not that long, like, less than a month, and I thought that I liked them, but it was more, I felt like we were just friends, and that we were close, and I wish that I had told that person, instead of, like, just being like, yes, I'll date you. Because I think that made him more upset, you know? So, I feel like it would make someone less upset if you just tell them straight up. At least that's my 2 cents. Okay. He was my classmate in 2018, and everyone had a huge crush on him. He was basically the bad boy at the school. Ooh, Wattpad vibes. One random day, he asked me, will you go out on a date with me tonight? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Because obviously, he's, like, the hottest guy at school, right? Because it's not every day that your crush comes up to you and asks you to go on a date. So it was pretty obvious that I would have said yes. For our date, we met at a vintage-themed restaurant, which was pretty good. Again, the Wattpad vibes. This is giving me, like, throwbacks. I can't. PTSD. Anyway. He ordered some kind of salad, which I didn't like at all, but that didn't affect me until we were going back to the house, and he kissed me. It was pathetic. This person added 3 exclamation marks. Just had to include that one. Because first of all, he didn't have any gum after the salad, and the salad flavor was still there. It tasted disgusting. He also literally didn't know how to kiss. Like, he was not kissing my lips, and he was instead kissing my freaking teeth. How? No. And crying. I suddenly got back and left him, saying, you're a bad kisser! And I legit ran towards my house. And that was it. I love how you ran away. Giving me Pride and Prejudice vibes. Was that? Okay, that might not be Pride and Prejudice. I don't know. Everything that I ever watch or read gets mixed up into one thing. So if I ever say something wrong, me trying to make, like, references and they're all just wrong. No one knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. Also, apparently this person says that they're now in a relationship and she taught him how to kiss properly. Good for you. We love doing some charity work out here. Someone's got to tell them, right? Sorry, I think I'm funny. Wow. Internally crying for you, but at least it got better. Some people, it didn't though. Really didn't. Okay. My cousin and I were supposed to babysit our neighbor's dog. I've done this before. The dog died. Not while I was watching it, but like after. It was a pug. He couldn't see or hear. So whenever I walked into the house, it wouldn't know I was there, and then I would touch it, and it would just start barking at me and, like, attack me. It was super fun. I had the best time. Okay. So me and my cousin, we were supposed to babysit our neighbor's dog, And at our neighbor's house, they had this really big trampoline. When I was jumping on the trampoline, I saw Jake.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And Jake is in the same grade as me. We haven't talked in 2 years. And then he saw me and came near where I was, and we had started talking. And then all of a sudden, we were talking more and more and just getting to know each other. And then he asked me if I had had my first kiss. And I was like, no. He was like, well, I can change that tonight. And then he kissed me. Dot, dot, dot. I don't know whether this is like makes me want to cringe and die or if I'm like, okay. Because Wattpad, right? It's giving me so many book vibes. I don't know what it is, but it's like, this has a good amount of cringe where I'm like, if you think about it too much, it makes you just want to go, maybe no, that's giving me the ick. But also at the same time, you're like, oh my God, right? Because what, right? I don't know, maybe it's just me. I'm conflicted. I don't know how I feel about this one, but good for you. Also the dot, 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 it's like Mamma Mia. Uh-huh. That one I know I got right. I know I got that one right. Okay. So me and my boyfriend were at a cornfield. See, I told you guys there was something with a corn maze. With some friends at the time. And we went into the maze and split up from the group. It had gotten dark and we began to become stressed out because we didn't know how to get back. And I was standing next to him, and after a while, I just looked up and told him to kiss me. Period. As you should. After that, we made our way out, and I slipped and fell, completely coating my jeans in mud. We still laugh about it to this day. See, some of these stories are so cute. I'm like, that's really goals. Like, I wish I had a boyfriend, right? But also at the same time, every guy I know, like, you're literally an idiot, right? So do I want a boyfriend? Or am I just, like, gonna live my life vicariously through others, like through books, through my friends dating people? I mean, yeah, that's how it's been going so far, right? Because also at the same time, having a boyfriend is a lot of time, and I really just don't care that much. That sounds insensitive, which I feel like it probably is. At the same time, I'm like, I don't know if I could do that, really. Not feeling the vibes. Anyway. Okay, so my first kiss actually happened yesterday. Oh, that's so cute and exciting. Good for you. He was so sweet. He lifted my chin up with his hand and kissed me slowly. It was my first kiss, and I didn't love it, but I felt awkward after that. Aw. Never mind. I love how I thought it was cute, and it just wasn't cute. Honestly, I feel like everyone kind of feels awkward, especially if your first one, and especially if it's bad. Just like, I don't know. Practice makes perfect, guys. That's my hot take. Me and some of my friends were playing Spin the Bottle when I was 14, and it had landed on me and this one boy that I didn't know well, and we didn't really like each other, and at the time, he was dating one of my best friends. But we went into the kiss, but as we were doing this, a seagull decided to poop on his head, which caused him to sneeze on my face, and my reaction to this was to lean all the way back because, ew, he's sneezing on my face. But it turns out, I forgot to mention, we were actually in a tree. So I ended up falling out of the tree and broke my rib. So yeah. Girl. This is one of the stories where I'm like, how is that real? And how is this happening to people? Also, how do you play Spin the Bottle on a tree? Anyways. I'm baffled. Insane. But also, good life experiences. Good for you. So a few years back, I was hooking up with this girl a lot, and it was great, but we never actually kissed on the lips. Then we started dating, and I was like, oh, I want to kiss her properly. So one night, when we were in her bed, I leaned in and kissed her. It was so bad. She kept her mouth fully open for the whole time, and it was like making out with a goldfish. See? It's like the catfish thing. Catfish on your arm, latched on, like a leech.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We did it a few more times over the next few months, and it never really improved. We broke up, and I'm embarrassed to say that one of the main reasons were her kissing skills. See, this is something that I'd be scared of. I'm like, what if someone broke up with me for that? Like, no one would actually do that. This girl did. New insecurity unlocked. Anyway. Okay. Those were all the kissing stories. Now I have a few dating ones, which there's one that's so cute that I was literally sitting there. I was like, I'm gonna cry because why doesn't someone love me like this, right? Anyway, okay. I was talking to this guy for 6 months and he never made a move. So then I asked him after our first date, and apparently we were official. But he had never told me that he liked me, and I guess he thought it was implied all this time, and then I broke it off later because I realized I didn't feel the same way about him that he actually felt about me. Confused. How? Maybe I'm stupid. I feel like I read this wrong because if you're talking for 6 months, and then you go on a date, it seems like you're dating, but maybe not. That kind of sucks, though. You're talking to someone and you don't feel the same way, they don't feel the same way. Tears, crying. This is actually about my best friend's ex. So my best friend liked this guy who's a year older, and for a while they were friends, but then he told her that he liked her, and she told him that she liked him too. And so they went to a football game, and were having lots of fun with friends, and were holding hands and all that jazz. And after that, she and her friends and him went back to his house and just watched a movie. By the way, we don't live super close to each other and have different friend groups. And they were cuddling during the movie, and after a while, all the other friends had left, and she needed to go. And he told her that he wanted to kiss her, and then he was acting all nervous. But they ended up kissing. They dated for a while, and he made her super happy, but then after he broke up with her, because he wasn't really interested in a relationship at the moment. But then, after they broke up, he immediately started dating a junior. And he's a freshman, by the way, so, like, how'd that happen? I don't really know. The reason I'm still typing is because it turns out he's a total F-boy. As much as a freshman can be. Shade. And apparently, he's been stalking one of my best friend's friend. He's her neighbor, and he was in her freaking barn. Like, how did he get in there? And he keeps sending her really creepy texts and getting super mad because she won't date him or won't make out with him or whatever. But yeah, so he was super cool until we found out he's basically just a psychopath. Men are so creepy. There were so many stories about people being creepy or, like, unconsensual things, which is awful, but I purposely chose not to include a lot of them, or I guess most of them, besides this one, which isn't really assault, I guess, just to point out that you do have control over situations, and that, like, if something bad does happen to you, like, in this context, report it, get an adult, tell someone, get someone to help you, remember it's not your fault, like, this person has something wrong with them, just wanted to point that out. I didn't include them, though, because I didn't want this to be, like, a sad episode, you know, but just want to say that sexual assault does happen, and it's important that you do something about it, even though that's scary. And it feels like you can't do anything. You can, and your voice matters, and you do have the power to get justice for yourself. Okay. This is the last story, and it's super cute. That's why it's last, and this is the one where I was like, oh my god, literally crying, right? Okay. I have Lyme's disease, and when I have a flare-up, I'm usually bedridden for a week. My boyfriend knows this and makes an effort to call me every day, come over when he can. despite being a student and working at the same time. He came over on my most recent flare, where I could barely open my eyes because they were so swollen. He came in and gave me a giant bear hug and gave me tiny little kisses on both my eyes to help me feel better. He does this often, and anywhere else I'm swollen up. The rest of the day, he took care of me, cooking for me, doing my hair because my hands were so swollen, and whatever else I needed. He's actually the sweetest boyfriend, and I'm not sure what I did to deserve him. It's so cute. Like, good for you, but also... Oh. Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do? But those are all the stories, guys. Leaving you out on a good note with a cute boyfriend story. Because, why not? Everyone deserves that. But I hope you all like this episode. And again, next week, I'm going to be doing my holiday wish list / birthday. Because my birthday is on the 18th, so a week before Christmas. And I'm super excited because a lot of the things I have on there is like clothes, I have jewelry, I have tech stuff, I have just random productive things, I guess, books, a lot of other things on there. So it's a wide range of stuff. So I think it'll be a really good episode and I'm super excited. But I hope you all have an amazing week, especially after break. I know it's going to be difficult, but you got it. And then just think, only a few more weeks till holiday break and New Year's, and it's going to be so good. But I'll talk to y'all next week. Bye!